North Korea fired a ballistic missile over Japan and into the Pacific on Friday, responding to new United Nations sanctions with what appeared to be its furthest ever missile flight amid high tensions over its weapons programs. The launch from near Pyongyang came after the United Nations Security Council imposed an eighth set of measures on the isolated country over its ballistic missile and atomic weapons programs. That followed its sixth nuclear test, by far its largest yet, earlier this month, which Pyongyang said was a hydrogen bomb small enough to fit onto a missile. In New York, the Security Council called an emergency meeting for later on Friday. The U.S. Pacific Command confirmed Friday's rocket. The U.S. Pacific Command confirmed that Friday's rocket was an intermediate-range ballistic missile, that is IRBM, and said that it did not pose a threat to North America or to the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, which Pyongyang has threatened to bracket with enveloping fire. Millions of Japanese were jolted awake by blaring sirens and emergency text message alerts after the missile was fired. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said that Tokyo could never tolerate what he called a dangerous provocative action that threatens world peace. The launch came a day after a North Korean organization warned of a telling blow against Japan, accusing it of dancing to the tune of the US for supporting fresh UN sanctions against the North.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.